Menachos chapter 9, Mishnah 4. Okay, so this is one of those Mishnahs that's a little bit tricky, so we're just going to go through the wording and then we'll see, we'll try to put it together afterwards. But he says, Ma'arvin niske elim beniske parim, one may mix the drink offerings of rams with the drink offerings of bulls. We'll see what this means now. And niske kevasim beniske kevasim, the drink offerings of lambs with the drink offerings of lambs. Shel yachid shel tzibur, the drink offerings of an individual with that of a communal drink offering. And shel yoim b'shel emish, and a drink offering of today with that of yesterday. Aval ein ma'av niske kevasim b'niske parim v'aylim. But what we cannot mix together is the drink offerings of lambs with the drink offerings of bulls and rams. We'll see why now, because the ratios are different, but we'll get to that now. V'im b'lalan, and if they are mixed together, aylim b'fna atzman v'aylim b'fna atzman, these together and those together, v'nis arvi, and then they get mixed afterwards, Kisharin, then it will actually, of the fact, be valid. Im adshilo balal pasul, but if not, then they will be invalid. Okay, so what this cryptic Mishnah is talking about is, with every offering, you've got your accompanying flour and water, oil. Sorry, your mincha part of it, but you also had a wine libation, a part wine that was poured onto the altar. Okay, and you weren't allowed to mix the flour and oil of one offering with the flour and oil of another offering. You weren't allowed to do that. And when it came to the wine, if the flour and oil had been already burnt on the altar, the mincha part of it, then you could mix the wine of different offerings together. But if the flour and the oil of one offering has not been mixed, has not been burnt on the altar of two different offerings, you can't mix the wine. Right, so the wine can be mixed, but only after the flour and the oil's been burnt. Before the flour and the oil's been burnt, you can't mix the wine together. So this is talking about, this whole Mishnah is that scenario, before the flour and the oil of the offerings have been burnt. Okay, so again, you can't mix flour and oil of one offering with flour and oil of another offering. You can't mix, before it's been burnt, the wines of the different offerings together. So what happens if you do? What happens if Bidi Evid after the facts you do? Let's say you've got a ram over there and a bull over there, and that one's got its flour and oil, that one's got its flour and oil, and the Kohen's luck, he's not concentrating, whatever, they mix up all the flour and the oil of both these offerings. So after the fact, is it valid, yes or no? Right? And what it comes out is that if the ratio of flour to oil is the same for the two offerings, then after the fact, it's still okay. You can still take it and burn it on the altar, and you can carry on and pour the wine libations, etc. But if the ratio of flour and oil is different, then it becomes, it's a problem. It's a problem because you're going to have two mixtures which are different consistencies, and that's going to be a problem. So if you look back at our Mishnah, when it says one may mix the drink offerings of rams with the drink offerings of bulls, the ram, the flour and oil of the ram and the flour and oil of the bull is the same ratio. It's 2-to-1. Two logs of oil with one isaron of flour. The ratio stays the same. The amounts actually differ, but that ratio stays the same. When it comes to the lambs, the ratio is different. It's 3-to-1. So you can't mix up, even after the fact, you can't mix the flour and oil of a ram with the flour and oil of a lamb, because of the different ratios that are over there. So it comes out that even after the fact, that would be a problem. And because it's a problem, if you mix up the wine of those two different offerings after the fact, that's also going to be a problem. You can't mix up the flour and oil, and you can't mix up the wine after the fact. That would be a problem. Okay. And then finishes off the Mishnah and says, "Akevesh haba im ha'omer afal pi sheminchasa kufula lo hayu nesachav kufulin." What we've got is that the lamb brought with the omer offering was brought on the 16th of Nisan. We mentioned it a few times, the barley that was brought. So even though the amount of the flour was doubled, it was 2 isarons of barley flour, nevertheless, the drink offering wasn't doubled. The drink offering remained the same.